Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks for downloading the John Contreras Show on demand. And remember, you can always listen to my show as well as on-demand audio from Ben and Woods, Gwen and Chris, and other Intercom San Diego stations using the Radio.com app. Remember to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an episode.
At 12:37 on a Wednesday, Coach John Contreras going to 3 o'clock. It'll be Gwen and Chris, and we're going to get out to our first guest of the day. And, boy, excited about having him on. This guy was in studio with us towards the end of last year. Marvelous guy, doing a great job after a lengthy major league career, doing a great job on the MLB Network as an analyst, but also doing tremendous charity work, not only locally but nationally. And we welcome Eric Burns to our program today. Eric, how are you, my friend?
Coach, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on again.
Great having you on. I talk with Jason Green from time to time. I haven't seen him in a while now because of the situation, but his daughter, my granddaughter, play on the same volleyball team, so I've been keeping up on your travel baseball team a little bit.
We've had fun, man. We started a team called Let Them Play, ironically, and it kind of ties into the the whole foundation and the documentary and everything else. But it's been a lot more rewarding of an experience than I could have ever imagined. And that's when coaching this 10U baseball team, and little Colin Green, by the way, is an absolute stud. So he's been a pleasure to coach as well.
Hey, Eric, let's talk about the documentary starring Eric Burns, the 57-day cross-country journey. Tell our fans a little bit about this and how they can see it.
Well, so basically a few years ago, my wife and I were putting our kids in school, and we found out that 97% of public schools no longer had everyday PE. And our solution to it was, let's put our kids in private school. And you know, then we sort of realized, like, look, not everybody gets that opportunity to be able to afford to put your kids in private school. And we wanted to do something on a grander level to make sure that each and every single kid had the rightful opportunity to play. So we basically looked into the numbers a little bit more. We figured out 60% of kids do zero after-school youth activity. Kids are spending 7 to 9 hours a day on screens. I imagine that might have gone up since this whole pandemic has started, but we decided to go ahead and try to use my unique background in obviously baseball and ultra endurance sports. And we created a foundation called Let Them Play, which is committed to just making sure each and every kid gets out there. And we support PE programs to make sure that they can stay up and running, and as well as other after school just youth activity programs. And the big cross country adventure was our kickoff party for the foundation, and we stopped at several ballparks along the way and handed out thousands and thousands of dollars at the most grassroots level where we were able to make an impact. And I told this story earlier, but basically, like, I'll never forget handing a $1,000 check to a youth soccer coach who coached a Latino youth soccer team, gave him $1,000 for new uniforms and new balls. And this dude had like tears in his eyes. And so it was, it's quite an adventure. As far as the documentary is concerned, it's kind of like the Griswolds going on this this epic sort of ultra endurance triathlon, and it was a little bit of a mess, but a beautiful mess at the end of the day, and impactful as well.
I mean, you got actually the foundation, the Let Them Play Foundation that you and your wife started back in 2018, and you've done more than just, running across America and swimming through the San Francisco Bay and running 900 miles to Yankee Stadium. You got a variety of different things you've done with this.
Yeah, well, we have fun. The one we did last, so that was the summer of 2018 is the documentary that was just released. And that was the big kickoff event. But then last April, we did the 24-hour world record golf challenge, where there was a world record that stood for 47 years. And it was a guy by the name of Ian Colson, an Australian dude, had played 402 holes in 24 hours. And so, again, I put it on my radar and sort of used this unique ultra endurance with hand-eye coordination ability. And it ended up playing 420 holes. And we used it as a huge fundraiser. We're able to raise a bunch of money. And, you know, again, I think more than anything, Coach, it's continuing to get the message out there, right? Continuing to make noise and let people realize that, look, this isn't our kids' fault. This is our fault. Like, our kids are products of the environment in which we raise them. And so if we want to give them screens and say, go away, you know what they're going to do? They're going to take those screens. They're going to go away, and they're going to deal with all of the, you know, mental and physical disabilities that basically come with it. And I say that in the sense that, you know, this is not good for us. And so what we need to do is just continue to champion and make sure that kids are getting out and kids are playing and they're doing what we did when we were kids. And it's just, you know, sort of a lost art these days.
Yeah, we're visiting with Eric Burns, a great ball player in his day in the major leagues, MLB analyst, and just all around a good guy. I can tell you that. Very much enjoyed, Eric, the day you came into the studio. We had a lot of fun that day on the air as off the air as well. Hey, let me ask you this. How are you and the family holding up, and what are you doing to stay in shape right now?
It's crazy. We're holding up fine. You know, I think, you know, we've been fortunate to be up in Tahoe and just kind of, you know, really haven't left the house, you know, much at all since this whole thing started. I've been spending a long time on the treadmill, Coach. I mean, when this whole thing started, I was supposed to do an Ultraman triathlon down in Arizona. And so, you know, obviously, you know, that got canceled with just about every other event around the country. And so I started running on the treadmill. It's one thing I fortunately have here. And I started doing 15 miles a day, and then I was doing 20 miles a day. And then the day I was supposed to do the double marathon of the Ultraman, I decided to go 52.5 miles that day on the treadmill. And so far the other day, it was my 24th day, Q24, and I hit my 500th mile on the treadmill. So it's become sort of a fun little thing now, but now it's like I'm basically doing 20 plus a day. And it's incredible because I kind of forgot how quickly the body recovers. And it's sort of like the triathlon across America, where it's like the only reason why I was able to do it and get through it is because you just keep going. And I think so often what people don't realize is that when we do something that's difficult, what happens is the blood then will rush to that area to try to recover, right? Whether it's the muscles, tendons, ligaments, and then inflammation happens. And then it hurts to move the next day. So our bodies naturally say, hey, no, we don't really want to move. And then we don't move. And so we take several days to recover. But when you continue to go, it's almost like the PRP, right? Where you continue to circulate the blood through and circulate blood, circulate blood, circulate blood, and the body recovers a lot faster than you could ever imagine. So it's been a fun little thing and a tough time, I think, for everybody.
Eric Burns, our guest on our SDCCU Fan Hotline. I want to get to the virtual duathlon here in a minute, and I want you to explain to everyone how they can get involved. But before I get into that, I want to get your thoughts on what I'm hearing right now about the baseball. You know, they want to get started, and I certainly understand that, but we're at a crazy time in our world right now. But they're talking about maybe coming up with a plan to send all 30 teams down to Arizona, get the season underway down there, play in front of no fans. How do you feel about that?
You know what? When I first heard it, it's, you know, I probably was taken aback like most people. It's like, they're going to do what? And then you start kind of diving into the logistics of everything. It's like, you know what? Yeah, let's do this. Why not? I mean, we're at a time where it's obviously, you know, hasn't been great for everybody. I think morale around the country is probably, you know, at damn near an all-time low in my lifetime. And if we're able to put something together and safely make something like this happen, and put baseball back on the center stage and, you know, this sort of awkward form that it is, but it's baseball. It's something live. It's fresh content. You know, I commend the commissioner's office and the Players Association for trying to do this. I don't know if it's realistic, and I don't understand all of the logistics involved and, you know, how quote unquote safe it would be, but I love the fact that we're thinking outside of the box.
All right. I want to hear all the stuff on this virtual duathlon running event coming up April 10th through May 17th. And I want you to talk a little bit about why you're doing this, because with everything that's going on, there are a lot of great events, not only in California, but nationally, that have been wiped out. And a lot of these people that do all these big running events, these marathons, triathlons, a lot of them are probably going out of business because of the pandemic.
Yeah, you're right. And so this is just an opportunity. USA Triathlon's putting it on. And it's, first of all, the people over there, Coach, they're great. And they've worked really closely with us and been really supportive of the whole Let Them Play Foundation and everything that, you know, we're trying to do. I think, you know, right now, we all need something. It's funny because, I get it. I do some ridiculously distances and whatnot, but the one thing that I tell people through all of this is that this isn't about doing a triathlon across the country. This isn't about even doing an Ironman or anything else. Like, I started with a sprint triathlon coming right off of a Major League Baseball field, having no idea what I was doing, to the point where I almost drowned in the water. I was getting passed by 16-year-old girls on my beach cruiser, and the endurance running thing, like, dude, I couldn't run more than like 2 miles without stopping. So, I mean, I've been at the floor. And so because I've, say, in the sense of gone from the floor to a lot higher, this progression is a beautiful thing that I would encourage anybody to do. And it's the same thing that we champion with the Let Them Play Foundation. Like, this isn't about fat shaming. I don't care what your body looks like. The only thing that matters to me is the mental benefits that we're able to receive. As a society, when we're moving, when we're active, when we're constantly stimulating the brain, we're better people all the way around. So I just think this is something in a great way for, you know, first timers to get involved. And then if you're, you know, one of those crazy psychos that likes to do crazy distances, well, let's hop on board and let's knock out some heavy mileage for the virtual try coming up.
So, Eric, teamusa.org, that the best website to go to?
Yes, that's it. You have it in front of you. I don't. There you go. Teamusa.org. And yeah, just something to join, something I think the whole family can do too. But, you know, definitely I think everyone should consider. And, you know, I think life's about becoming uncomfortable, Coach, right? You got to get comfortable with the uncomfortable. And, you know, right now I think it's an awesome opportunity for all of us to try new things and step outside of the box a little bit, almost like kind of like Major League Baseball thinking about doing, and just the way we go about our daily activities and exercise and everything else.
Yeah, amen to that. Hey, Eric, always a pleasure, my friend. And again, I'll remind the people that the virtual duathlon running April 10th through May 17th. Again, the virtual duathlon running, go to their website at teamusa.org. Next time you get to San Diego and you're hanging around with the Greens, you guys got to give me a call. We'll have dinner.
Yeah, Coach, I'm all in, my man. And yeah, I'd encourage everyone to if they want to support the Let Them Play Foundation, go check out the Let Them. It's a brand new documentary, just got released, but it's letthemplay.com. Let Them Play, excuse me, letthemplayfilm.com is where you could see that. And it's, you know, it's like I said, it's the Griswolds going across the country and just while doing a triathlon. It's pretty comical. I think there's some really cool elements of it. There's some really challenging elements of it, but it's worth the watch and definitely would support help support the foundation.
All right, thanks for coming on. Now you can go jump back on that treadmill.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
All right, be well. Eric Burns from the MLB Network, longtime major leaguer and great ultra-endurance athlete. Again, they started that foundation back in 2018, Let Them Play Foundation. And again, the virtual duathlon, running event April 10th through May 17th. And again, go to teamusa.org. You can get all the information. And if you get an opportunity, check out that documentary. It's absolutely fantastic. I can tell you that. I haven't seen the entire documentary. I've seen a part of it, though.
Thanks for downloading the John Quintero Show on demand. And remember, you can always listen to my show as well as on-demand audio from Ben and Woods, Gwen and Chris, and other Intercom San Diego stations using the radio.com app. Remember to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an episode.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.